You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Simons missed it. Pistons rebound, and the Celtics will let them kill the rest of this clock.
Well, great battle. Only thing I would say is it felt like the officials in the third quarter kind of got in the way, but the Pistons 100% earned this win.
Yeah, chapter three of this terrific season series goes to the Pistons. First time a team has won on the other team's home floor. Pistons 112, Celtics 105.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, jam-packed Would You Rather Wednesday. If you missed any of the Would You Rathers, they are up now on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free. It's easy. Use the rewind feature. Hear Keefe's top 10 movies.
Very controversial. Very controversial.
He just counted them down. You've tweeted those out as well, right?
Yep, put them out there at Keefe21. Try to get them up on Instagram as well, at RichKeefeWEEI. But yeah, 10 best movies I saw all year.
Okay. So go check those out. We'll have Mike Vrabel on the way at 1 o'clock. We have the best of Jones and Keefe continuing at 12:45 with our random ball players. Been every Wednesday at high noon. We also have Justin Turpin from WEEI in studio. We call it Pure Hoops with Turp. What's up, Turp?
What's up, guys? I like the hair, Rich.
Thank you. You're not alone. Yeah. I'll tell you, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. Maybe the most positive feedback, actually, now that I think about it, that I've ever received.
I can't think of anything more positive.
No. So I got to keep it now.
Got to keep it going.
Got to keep the do.
I noticed it on the clips yesterday. I was like, dude,
really popping off yesterday. Thank you. Hey, see? A lot of compliments.
Turp.
What is it? What is that?
My cat calls on my way to pick up the kid yesterday.
Going to get the wolf whistle ready.
Construction workers are just like, hey, whoa, hubba, hubba.
Yeah, I'm not a piece of meat, you know?
Jeez.
Yeah, no, the hair does look good. Feels good. I've never had this much confidence.
You can't go back to a hat.
Never.
I don't think you can.
Burn all my hats.
Yeah, you kind of
have a hat burning when I get home.
You kind of have to do that. How you feeling about your basketball team, Terp? Nice winning streak of, what was it, 5 games going into these last two. They were beating a lot of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, Cleveland, New York, Detroit. Last two, they lose at Milwaukee in a frustrating one without Giannis. And then their last game out, a loss to Detroit, which I think on some level makes sense. Detroit's a good team.
On another, it's a game where they have the lead and Jaylen Brown can't make free throws. So how are we feeling about the Celtics?
I feel like we're seeing some of the issues that might have been masked during that win streak. And I look more than just the five games. I look at the eight games that they played when they went 7-1 and seven of those teams were against that had 500 records. You kind of look at that and they shot 41% from three over those eight games. And now you're starting to see that kind of drop down a little bit where you're seeing those 3-point shooting droughts that they've had the last two games. So I think a little bit of that was shot luck when they were on that win streak there. And I think you are starting to see that come down a little bit.
Jaylen Brown's streak that he has been on has been pretty impressive. You know, he did miss a bunch of free throws, and that's sort of one of his, I guess, Achilles heels, right? Like, he's never been a great free throw shooter. There's been times that, you know, late in games he's missed clutch free throws. But, you know, not to whistle past that or ignore that, he has been on quite a run. And you were on this. We gave you credit a few weeks ago, even 3 weeks ago maybe. You were saying he was playing like an All-NBA player. And then since then, I feel like he's gotten even better from when we were talking about this.
Yeah, and he's doing it on both ends of the ball. Yeah, I know he's not picking up the best players on the floor anymore. And that's kind of another aspect that I'm really interested to see when Jason and Jaylen get to play again for a full season. Because in the past, it's been Jaylen Brown picking up the best player on the opposing team. And now it seems like you have guys like Jordan Walsh and Hugo Gonzalez that can do that. So he doesn't have to carry that burden. And he couldn't do it this year just with what they're asking him to do offensively. It would be way too much to ask him to do both. But what he's doing offensively is just impressive. I mean, he's one of the best mid-range shooters in the league, one of the best isolation players in the league. And the playmaking, too, has been just terrific to watch. And that's something that people have been kind of critical of him for the last couple of years, and for him to see like that growth has been really encouraging.
You're not concerned about the free throws?
No, the free throws are certainly a concern. And I know he's been shooting better this year, but you can't miss seven in a game that you lose by seven. Like, you make even five of those and the game's completely different. Like, you know, that can't happen. And that's a mental thing. And Keith alluded to it. Like, that's been an issue for him for years to come. And, you know, you just can't whistle past the graveyard on that. Like, that, you know, that has to improve.
So my issue with it, I guess, is, and Keith brought this up the other day, you can hide it if you're up 3 points at the end of a game and you can run a play for Pritchard on an inbounds to send him to the free throw. I'm not worried about that. But if you're down a basket or two like they were the other night, and now Jaylen's getting touches because he's your best offensive player, I'd hack the crap out of him. Like to me, without Tatum, it's a more exposed flaw. But this, if Jaylen fancies himself as a franchise type of player, I don't know that you can be with as a free throw shooter like this, unless you're like Shaq in his prime or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you're at the point where you start hacking him just to send him there, because he's not that bad of a free throw shooter.
No, but he's like, what? He's in the high 70s, mid 70s now. He's 71 or whatever for his career.
Yeah,
I'd rather have that. I'd rather have that than his mid range game.
Especially a guy that's driving to the hoop, that's looking for calls. Because remember, a couple weeks ago, he wasn't getting any calls, and he made it very vocal. He was frustrated about that and was asking for calls, and now he's getting them. He's getting put to the line more, and he's not making those shots. So if you're going to want to get to the line, if you're going to want to score that way, you got to score when you put on the free throw line. So that is one area of his game this year that you can really kind of critique, because the rest of it, it's been great. I mean, you're going to look at the turnovers, right? But for a guy that's handling the ball
as much as he is this year,
You know, it's kind of tough to judge him on those. And if you look at the minutes he's playing, how much he has the ball, he slots in pretty average with some of the other, guys, the high-volume ball ball handlers. So I'm not as worked up about the turnovers as other might be, but the free throws are something he needs to improve.
NBA.com does their MVP ladder, and they update it. And so the last, I think it was updated, was on the 12th, so less than a week ago. And they had Jokic number one. They had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander two. They had Luka three. They had my guy Cade Cunningham four. And then Jaylen Brown number five.
Oh.
So it feels like, and I know, you know, Jason Tatum has probably jumped up to like number three some years?
I think that's the highest he finished.
Highest he's finished at the end of the year, right? Was third.
Right.
So, I mean, like going into the year, there were a lot of questions about like Jaylen Brown, and it was a combination of like, you know, getting the respect he feels like he deserves or being the player that he thinks that he is. He's made comments about sacrifice and this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, I don't really know if you can ask for much more than that. And as long as the team still wins at a decent clip, he's probably got a pretty good chance to stay in the top five, don't you think?
For sure. I mean, the way he's playing right now.
I mean, I feel like, sorry to cut you off. Like, I feel like Jokic and SGA, it's another tier. It's like a tier.
Right.
Then there's like an empty tier, and then there's everybody else. And that would have been the case probably with Tatum, too. But I'm just saying, like, for Brown, like, I don't know. Like, to this point through the season, he's pretty much accomplished what he said he was going to do and what he was hoping to do.
And it's just night in and night out. You expect him to come out and drop 30. And he's averaging almost 30 this season.
Oh, he was minus money for 30 the other night against Detroit.
Yeah,
I know that.
And that was like Tatum territory from the last couple of years.
Tatum, Tatum MVP finishes, by the way, and I'm sorry, Terp.
Yeah, top
4-6-4-6 going back to the last 4 years.
So top four was the top?
Yeah.
Brown has a chance to be a top four guy.
According to that, Brown's right in that Tatum territory, yeah.
And if you're looking at it, just taking a step further, like I think a more realistic expectation would be All NBA, first team All NBA, and if you're looking at guys like Giannis, probably aren't going to reach the eligibility of the 65 game threshold. And there's a couple others in there. Maybe it's a little, it's very early, right? It's not even Christmas yet. And that's
if Austin Reeves hits that mark, though, you got to compete with Austin Reeves.
I mean, he has been terrific.
That's a machine.
He's been great.
Yeah,
but yeah, if, I mean, you're looking at it like there's no reason he can't be All NBA first team this year.
I mean,
he's just given what they expect every night, and he's been terrific.
We were talking about this yesterday. Who do you fear the most in the East if you're the Celtics? Or I guess put it another way. Who's the best team in the East? Is it Detroit? Is it New York? We were kind of arguing about this yesterday. New York, by the way, NBA Cup champions. Congrats to them.
Not raising a banner.
Oh, they're not going to?
No,
oh, I hadn't seen that. Mistake. That's a mistake.
Good for them. Also makes LeBron look even worse. So great job, Knicks.
They hang a banner for everything, but they're not going to do it for that.
Yeah, I think that's a mistake.
Like the top of MSG is just all these like crummy banners.
Yeah.
Like Atlantic Division champions.
Nice. Yeah, I know. This is probably just as impressive.
Just put that up.
Billy Joel drove his car into another house, something like that. Like they put the banner up there.
Big WrestleMania moments.
Who is who's the best team in the East?
I still think it's New York. And I've been kind of pretty consistent with that, where I think they are the best team. We saw that last year. Obviously, they ran into the buzzsaw that was the Indiana Pacers. But when this team is healthy, I think they're the best team in the Eastern Conference. I know people look at Detroit, but I think that team still has some figuring it out to do. And the Celtics have played them tough both. Obviously, they are two of the three times. Even the first game where they lost, they played them tough. But I still think it's New York. I think that team, just they have so much talent. I think they're really starting to click now under Mike Brown. The only issue with them is they can't win on the road. So it's once they figure that out, they'll kind of separate themselves. But they're a really impressive team.
I think Cade Cunningham's the best player between the two teams, but maybe he just doesn't have as much help. Right? Like, and you even saw it last night or the other night when they were playing. Like, I feel like if you really have to, like Derek White or somebody on the Celtics in a crunch time, like they might be able to slow down Jalen Brunson because of his size. Like maybe, like he'll get his points. Obviously, Brunson's very good. But I feel like I'd take my chances with that matchup than Cade Cunningham. Like there might be part of that where something Cade Cunningham does on offense, where you just kind of put your hands out. You're like, I don't know. Like what are we really supposed to do? So he has that part of it, but I don't know if he has like a Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges kind of 2-3 with him.
Right. Just the Knicks have a lot of talent. Like that's just the reality of it. Yeah. And last year they weren't really healthy. This year it's been kind of catching up to them. Now they're starting to get healthy, but I think the answer is the Knicks. I think Detroit's up there as well, but it's still wide open. Like there's no team. Like last year you kind of have this conversation, it's just Boston or Cleveland. Like those were the only answers. And if you're looking at the Western Conference, it's Oklahoma City. Like that's the only answer. And for the Eastern Conference, really any of the top 5 teams have kind of a case. And you know, that's just how wide open it is.
We've talked about Anthony Simons as a potential trade chip. Not that they do it, you know, today, I don't think, although he's eligible to be traded now, right?
Yes.
So, I don't know, where do you think they stand with him? He was part of a closing lineup the other night against Detroit. Where do you think things stand with Anthony Simons and his fit in Boston?
I still think it's a weird fit, and he's been very underutilized. I mean, he is one of their top four just pure scorers, pure like bucket getters. Like you're looking at Jaylen Brown's obviously up there, Peyton Pritchard, Derek White, and then I'd put Anthony Simons. But the bench scoring just hasn't been there. And he's the one that kind of needs to lead that charge. And if you were to be sitting here on December 17th and say Anthony Simons only has 4 games, I believe it is, over 20 points, I feel like that'd be a little bit of a surprise. And, you know, it's just been kind of a weird fit for him here. I don't think he's kind of adapted to the role as well as people would have expected him to be. But, you know, it's kind of disappointing.
What does that mean? On the court or off?
On the court.
Okay.
On the court. On the court. Off the court. No, off the court. Like, the group seems pretty tight and all that. But on the court, it just feels like, you know, going from that primary option in Portland to being kind of a minimized bench role.
And there's more emphasis really on defense here.
Right.
You know, not to, you know, I don't really know what's going on in Portland, but just from the sense, you know, when you would watch them the last few years.
Billups liked overs.
He did. Yeah, that's true. Different kind of approach for those guys. You know, I think it was a few games ago, before they'd lost these last two, they were third in the Eastern Conference. And it was like, look what's happened. Look at the pace that they're on now. And then when you look at the standings, and it's only 26 games into the season for them, but they're a half game back from the 3 seed in the East, but they're also 1 game up on the 9 seed in the East. So it seems super competitive with Toronto, Orlando, Philly, Cleveland, Atlanta, and Miami. Like, out of that group and, like, the amount that you've seen them, do you feel like they're on the top end of that group? Or as we play more games, how realistic is it that they slide down and a team like Cleveland starts to, you know, really put it together?
I mean, I was saying last week that I think Cleveland's going to turn around. Like, are they?
Yeah,
like,
maybe not. Kind of a mess. They've played a bunch of games.
Just not the team we expected them to be. I think Orlando's really starting to get it going. I think Toronto's starting to slip back a little bit. And you see they might have been punching above their weight class early on. But I think, you know, we've been kind of consistent. Yeah. Us three have all kind of had them as a top six seed.
Top
the Celtics,
six.
That is. And if you're looking at it, like Detroit, New York probably stay up there. Who really slides in below those, like, those two? It's wide open. I don't think it'll be Toronto. Like, the Sixers, no. Orlando, I'd probably say yes. And I don't know. We keep banking on Cleveland turning it around, but they've shown no reason why they should. And it's Charles Mobley.
Like, the East is wide open, which I agree with. And, you know, the Celtics should be a top six seed. I don't rule out, based on the games against Detroit this year and based on the games against New York, they could win a series against one of those teams. And those are the best teams in the East. I wouldn't pick them head-to-head in a series against those teams, I don't think. I mean, tell me how they're playing
going
into
it. Well, and also, not to get too far ahead.
But that's not crazy to say the Celtics could pick off a series from New York or Detroit. And those are the two teams where, like, those are the best two teams in the
East. But if you're the 4, 5, or 6, you wouldn't even play them in the first round.
Good point.
You know, so you'd play somebody else, one of those teams I just mentioned. You might open up with Orlando or Toronto. And then you're like...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Okay. And that's whether Tatum comes back or not. Let's get our weekly Tatum update. Where we feel on Jason Tatum right now?
It's still the same. I mean, honestly, they didn't have any practices here last week, so we weren't really able to see much of them. So it still seems like there's just no limitations from what he's sharing, from the little clip, the snippets of practice that we've seen that he's there. It's just there doesn't seem to be any limitations. Mm. And I mean, I still think sometime in February, before March, I think, like, you're going to see him this year. But again, how much pressure are you going to put on him? Like, I think it's unfair to expect him to come back and be an All-NBA player. Like, yeah, it's still going to be Jason Tatum. And just gravity and his playmaking and all that, yeah, like, he'll still be a good player. But to expect him to come back and be an All-NBA player, playing 35 minutes a night, whatever, that's not going to happen, right? It's kind of, it's a rehab state. That's what it is. And, you know, the expectation this year was you weren't really competing for a championship. And they made that clear in the offseason. So just getting him on the floor, getting him reps, letting him relearn his body and get over that mental hurdle, I think that's more important.
But if they're the 3 seed without him and he comes back, I'd start looking at least a run to the finals. Like, I'd start looking at that. I don't know if they could take down OKC.
No. But, like, yeah, the way the East is.
But if you're the 3 seed without him, even if you're not getting vintage All-NBA Jason Tatum, I'd start looking at it and going, yeah, they can beat
New York. I mean,
they
could do it without him. Like you were just saying. Like,
right,
you just look at the standings. Like, they can beat Detroit or New York. Like, they don't need him to do it.
February 8th. February 8th is the date.
February 8th, he might be back.
The timestamps.
But who'd also
according
thought
to
that,
Drew
like,
Clark, voice of the Celtics, that was a report. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, February 8th would be the day. Yeah.
But even like the idea of them being a buyer of the trade deadline is something that, you know, I don't think we really discussed or thought about as the season. You're like, oh, it's a year. It's going to be Jaylen Brown's show. Tatum may or may not come back. But it's like,
every game they win, and the closer they get to the three seed, Bill Chisholm like pounds a fist into the desk. He's like, crap. I have to buy. I have to invest in this team. He doesn't want
to
do that.
They need to get a big.
They definitely do.
As good as the small ball lineups have been.
Yeah, but will they add or will they use Simons to get that and now it all kinds of nets out? Maybe they even shave some salary. Like
that's the $1 million question. I think like you're okay trading Simons if it nets a return of a big because you need it. Like again, like no disrespect to Josh Minot. He's been great at what he's doing, but he's not a center.
No, but the point is, I think you could have both. Like if you really wanted, you could have both. If we weren't worried about the luxury tax and saving the new owner money, you could have both. That'd be easy.
Simons is your most intriguing trade chip, though. And I think if you're looking at this team with Jason Tatum back and it's a long-term view of it, you're probably more inclined to trade Simons than a guy like Sam Hauser. And I think because he fits in so much better with Jason Tatum. So I think if you are going to make a trade, the most intriguing chip that you have is Anfernee Simons.
Okay. He's Justin Turpin. Check out his work at WEEI. He joins us every Wednesday at high noon. We call it Pure Hoops with Turp. Give him a follow on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. Turp, good stuff.
All right, guys. Maybe I'll go to that next week, too.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about my hair when we were talking about
like
Turpin.
He doesn't like hair.
I understand, Turp.
I got the new do. Feeling good.
Feel good. Feel good, take good is how your good
takes what it is.
Come from the good feelings. Every Wednesday with Pure Hoops, with Terp. We will get to our best of random players coming up. End of the hour, we have Vrabel at 1 o'clock. Let's circle back to the Patriots. Tom Curran, very much fixated on Josh McDaniels, the comments from Mike Vrabel about the offense and Josh McDaniels, and he doesn't know if McDaniels is going to be back. That's what he told Keefe yesterday. We'll circle back to that right after Trending with Billy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.